has distributed itself throughout your galactic system. However, the time-space continua of some of your more central sun systems is much further advanced. Questioner: Well then, could you generally say that as you get closer to the center of this major galactic system, that there is a greater spiritual density, I'll use the term, or that this general spiritual quality is advanced at that area? I am Ra. This will be the last full question of the session, as this instrument is somewhat uncomfortable. We do not wish to deplete the instrument. The spiritual density, or mass, of those more towards the center of your galaxy is known. However, this is due simply to the varying timelessness states during which the planetary spheres may coalesce, this process of space-time beginnings occurring earlier, shall we say, as you approach the center of the galactic spiral. We welcome any short queries at this time. Questioner: The instrument would like to know if you could tell her whether or not this item, which is called Sam Millar's Polarizer, would help her physical well-being. Can you do that? I am Ra. As we scan the instrument, we find anomalies of the magnetic field which are distorted towards our abilities to find narrowband channel into this instrument's mind-body-spirit complex. The polarizer of which you speak, as it is, would not be helpful. A careful reading of this instrument's aura by those gifted in this area and subsequent alterations of the magnetizing forces of this polarizer would assist the entity, Sam, in creating such a polarizer that would be of some aid to the instrument. However, we would suggest that no electrical or magnetic equipment not necessary for the recording of our words be brought into these sessions, for we wish no distortions that are not necessary. Questioner: Thank you. Is there anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact? I am Ra. This instrument is well balanced, and the contact is as it should be. This instrument has certain difficulties of a distortion you would call the muscular spasm, thus making the motionless position uncomfortable. Thus, we leave the instrument. I am Ra. You are doing well, my friends. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one Creator, Adonai. Ra Session Number 31, February 25th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We communicate now. Questioner: I would like to ask a question first for the instrument herself. She requests to know if it would be advisable for her to walk alone now that she feels better. I am Ra. This is acceptable. Editor's note: Carla walked 3 to 5 miles per day, and it was felt that, as a safety measure, Jim should accompany her on these walks after her episode of not being able to breathe and almost fainting. In the previous question, Carla was asking if she could walk without him by her side. Questioner: Okay. What I'm going to do is use the information that we received at the end of session number 26 that you suggested would be more appropriate for more advanced material. We will put it in the book at this point, as we are talking about bisexual reproduction, and I would like to expand on this material a little bit to get some definitions and better understandings. You speak in this material of sexual energy transfer. Could you define that energy transfer and expand upon its meaning, please? I am Ra. Energy transfer implies the release of potential energies across, shall we say, a potentiated space. The sexual energy transfers occur due to the polarizations of two mind-body-spirit complexes, each of which have some potential difference one to the other. The nature of the transfer of energy, or of the blockage of this energy, is then a function of the interaction of these two potentials. In the cases where transfer takes place, you may liken this to a circuit being closed. You may also see this activity, as all experiential activities, as the Creator experiencing itself. Questioner: Would this then be the primal mechanism for the Creator to experience itself? I am Ra. This is not a proper term. Perhaps the adjective would be one appropriate way of the Creator knowing itself. For in each interaction, no matter what the distortion, the Creator is experiencing itself. The bisexual knowing of the Creator by itself has the potential for two advantages. Firstly, in the green ray activated being, there is the potential for a direct and simple analog of what you may call joy, the spiritual or metaphysical nature which exists in intelligent energy. This is a great aid to comprehension of a truer nature of beingness. The other potential advantage of bisexual reproductive acts is the possibility of a sacramental understanding, or connection, shall we say, with the gateway to intelligent infinity. For with appropriate preparation, work in what you may call magic may be done, and experiences of intelligent infinity may be had. The positively oriented individuals concentrating upon this method of reaching intelligent infinity, then, through the seeking or the act of will, are able to direct this infinite intelligence to the work these entities desire to do, whether it be knowledge of service, or ability to heal, or whatever service to others is desired. These are two advantages of this particular method of the Creator experiencing itself. As we have said before, the corollary of the strength of this particular energy transfer is that it opens the door, shall we say, to the individual mind-body-spirit complex's desire to serve in an infinite number of ways and other self, thus polarizing towards positive. Questioner: Can you expand somewhat on the concept that this action not only allows the Creator to know itself better, but also creates, in our density, an offspring, or makes available the pathway for another entity to enter the density? I am Ra. As we have previously said, the sexual energy transfers include the red ray transfer, which is random and which is a function of the second density attempt to grow, to survive, shall we say. This is a proper function of the sexual interaction. The offspring, as you call the incarnated entity, which takes on the mind-body complex opportunity offered by this random act or event called the fertilization of egg by seed, causes an entity to have the opportunity to then enter this density as an incarnate entity. This gives the two who were engaged in this bisexual reproductive energy transfer the potential for great service in this area of the nurturing of a small experienced entity as it gains in experience. It shall be of interest at this point to note that there is always the possibility of using these opportunities to polarize towards the negative, and this has been aided by the gradual building up over many thousands of your years of social complex distortions which create a tendency towards confusion, shall we say, or baffling of the service to others aspect of this energy transfer and subsequent opportunities for service to other selves. Questioner: If a sexual energy transfer occurs in green ray, and I'm assuming in this case that there is no red ray energy transfer, does this mean it is impossible then for this particular transfer to include fertilization and the birthing of an entity? I am Ra. This is incorrect. There is always the red ray energy transfer due to the nature of the body complex. The random result of this energy transfer will be as it will be, as a function of the possibility of fertilization at a given time in a given pairing of entities. The green ray energy transfer occurs due to the vibratory rate of each entity being undistorted in any vital sense by the yellow or orange ray energies, thus the gift, shall we say, being given freely, no payment being requested either of the body, of the mind, or of the spirit. The green ray is one of complete universality of love. This is a giving without expectation of return. Questioner: I was wondering if there was some principle behind the fact that a sexual union does not necessarily lead to fertilization. I'm not interested in the chemical or physical principles of it. I'm interested in whether or not there is some metaphysical principle that leads to the couple having a child or not, or is it purely random? I am Ra. This is random within certain limits. If an entity has reached the seniority whereby it chooses the basic structure of a life experience, this entity may then choose to incarnate in a physical complex which is not capable of reproduction. Thus, we find some entities which have chosen to be unfertile. Other entities, through free will, make use of various devices to ensure non-fertility. Except for these conditions, the condition is random. Questioner: Thank you. In the material earlier, you mentioned magnetic attraction. Could you define and expand upon that term? I am Ra. We use the term to indicate that in your bisexual natures there is that which is of polarity. This polarity may be seen to be variable according to the, shall we say, male-female polarization of each entity, be each entity biologically male or female. Thus, you may see the magnetism when two entities with the appropriate balance, male-female versus female-male polarity, meeting and thus feeling the attraction which polarized forces will exert, one upon the other. This is the strength of the bisexual mechanism. It does not take an act of will to decide to feel attraction for one who is oppositely polarized sexually. It will occur in an inevitable sense, giving the free flow of energy a proper, shall we say, avenue. This avenue may be blocked by some distortion towards a belief/condition which states to the entity that this attraction is not desired. However, the basic mechanism functions as simply as would, shall we say, the magnet and the iron. Questioner. We have what seems to be an increasing number of entities incarnate here now who have what is called a homosexual orientation in this respect. Could you explain and expand upon that concept? I am Ra. Entities of this condition experience a great deal of distortion due to the fact that they have experienced many incarnations as biological male and as biological female. This would not suggest what you call homosexuality in an active phase, were it not for the difficult vibratory condition of your planetary sphere. There is what you may call great aura infringement among your crowded urban areas in your more populous countries, as you call portions of your planetary surface. Under these conditions, the confusions will occur. Questioner. Why does density of population create these confusions? I am Ra. The bisexual reproductive urge has as its goal not only the simple reproductive function, but more especially the desire to serve others being awakened by this activity. In an overcrowded situation where each mind-body-spirit complex is under a constant bombardment from other selves, it is understandable that those who are especially sensitive would not feel the desire to be of service to other selves. This also would increase the probability of a lack of desire or a blockage of the red ray reproductive energy. In an uncrowded atmosphere, this same entity would, through the stimulus of feeling the solitude about it, then have much more desire to seek out someone to whom it may be of service, thus regularizing the sexual reproductive function. Questioner. Roughly how many previous incarnations, shall we say, would a male entity in this incarnation have to have had in the past as a female to have a highly homosexual orientation in this incarnation? Just roughly. I am Ra. If an entity has had roughly 65% of its incarnations in the sexual biological body complex, the opposite polarity to its present body complex, this entity is vulnerable to the aura infringement of your urban areas and may, perhaps, become of what you call an homosexual nature. It is to be noted at this juncture that although it is much more difficult, it is possible in this type of association for an entity to be of great service to another in fidelity and sincere green ray love of a non-sexual nature, thus adjusting or lessening the distortions of its sexual impairment. Questioner. Timothy Leary, doing research, wrote that at the time of puberty and up through that time, there is an imprint occurring on the DNA coding of an entity and that, for instance, sexual biases are imprinted due to early sexual experiences, or some of the first sexual experiences of the entity. Does anything like this actually happen? I am Ra. This is partially correct. Due to the nature of solitary sexual experiences, it is in most cases unlikely that what you call masturbation has an imprinting effect upon later experiences. This is similarly true with some of the encounters which might be seen as homosexual among those of this age group. These are often instead innocent exercises in curiosity. However, it is quite accurate that the first experience in which the mind-body-spirit complex is intensely involved will, indeed, imprint upon the entity, for that life experience, a set of preferences. Questioner. Does the Orion group use this as a gateway to impressing upon entities, shall we say, preferences which could create negative polarization? I am Ra. Just as we of the Confederation attempt to beam our love and light whenever given the opportunity, including sexual opportunities, so the Orion group will use an opportunity if it is negatively oriented, or if the individual is negatively oriented. Questioner, is there any emotional bias that has nothing to do with male-female sexual polarity that can create sexual energy buildup in an entity? I am Ra. The sexual energy buildup is extremely unlikely to occur without sexual bias upon the part of the entity. Perhaps we did not understand your question, but it seems obvious that it would take an entity with the potential for sexual activity to experience a sexual energy buildup. Questioner, I was thinking more of the possibility of the Orion group having influenced, say, certain members of the Third Reich, who I have read reports of having sexual gratification from the observation of the, in some cases, gassing and killing of entities in the gas chambers. I am Ra. We shall repeat, these entities had the potential for sexual energy buildup. The choice of stimulus is certainly the choice of the entity. In the case of which you speak, these entities were strongly polarized orange-ray, thus finding the energy blockage of power over others, the putting to death being the ultimate power over others, this then being expressed in a sexual manner, though solitary. In this case, the desire would continue unabated and be virtually unquenchable. You will find, if you observe the entire spectrum of sexual practices among your peoples, that there are those who experience such gratification from domination over others, either from rape or from other means of domination. In each case, this is an example of energy blockage, which is sexual in its nature. Questioner, would the Orion group then be able, shall we say, to impress on entities this orange ray effect? Is this the way these concepts came about on this planet? Because if we go back to the beginning of third density, there must be a primal cause of this. I am Ra. The cause of this is not Orion. It is the free choice of your peoples. This is somewhat difficult to explain. We shall attempt. The sexual energy transfers and blockages are more a manifestation or example of that which is more fundamental than the other way about. Therefore, as your peoples became open to the concepts of bellicosity and the greed of ownership, these various distortions, then, began to filter down through the tree of mind into body complex expressions, the sexual expression being basic to that complex. Thus, these sexual energy blockages, though Orion-influenced and intensified, are basically the product of the beingness chosen freely by your peoples. This will be the final question, unless we may speak further upon this question to clarify or answer any short queries before we close. Questioner, I just need to know if this then works through the racial memory to infect the entire population in some way. Does that sort of thing happen? I am Ra. The racial memory contains all that has been experienced. Thus there is some, shall we say, contamination, even of the sexual, this showing mostly in your own culture as the various predispositions to adversary relationships, or as you call them, marriages, rather than the free giving one to another in the love and the light of the infinite creator. Questioner, that was precisely the point which I was trying to make. Thank you very much. Not to tire the instrument, I will just ask them if there's anything we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact. I am Ra. Please be aware that this instrument is somewhat fatigued. The channel is very clear. However, we find the vital energy low. We do not wish to deplete the instrument. However, there is a, shall we say, energy exchange which we feel an honor duty to offer when this instrument opens itself. Therefore, counsel we this instrument to attempt to assess the vital energies carefully before offering itself as open channel. All is well. You are conscientious. I am Ra. I leave this instrument and you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one creator. Adonai. Ra session number 32, February 27th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. We communicate now. Questioner, I have a question I will throw in at this point from Jim. I will read it. Quote, the instrument's physical complex is now in the process of recovery from taking a chemical. She was ignorant of the opening that she was creating. How can each of the three of us present be more aware of how such openings may be created in our actions and thoughts? Is it possible that we could make such openings innocently as we question in certain areas during these sessions? And then, what can we do to protect ourselves from distorting influences in general? Is there any ritual or meditation that we could use? End quote. I am Ra. Although we are in sympathy with the great desire to be of service exemplified by this question, our answer is limited by the distortion of the way of confusion. We shall say some general things which may be of service in this area. Firstly, when this instrument distorted its bodily complex towards low vital energy due to this occurrence, it was a recognizable substance which caused this. This was not a, shall we say, natural substance, nor was the mind-body-spirit complex enough aware of its distortion towards physical weakness. The natural ways of, shall we say, everyday existence, in which the entity without the distortions caused by ingestion of strongly effective chemicals may be seen to be of an always appropriate nature. There are no mistakes, including the action of this instrument. Secondly, the means of protection against any negative or debilitating influence for those upon the positive path was demonstrated by this instrument to a very great degree. Consider, if you will, the potentials that this particular occurrence had for negative influences to enter the instrument. This instrument thought upon the Creator in its solitude, and in actions with other self, continually praised and gave thanksgiving to the Creator for the experiences it was having. This, in turn, allowed this particular entity to radiate to the other self such energies as became a catalyst for an opening and strengthening of the other self's ability to function in a more positively polarized state. Thus, we see protection being very simple. Give thanksgiving for each moment. See the self and the other self as creator. Open the heart. Always know the light and praise it. This is all the protection necessary. Questioner: Thank you very much. I will now continue with the material from day before yesterday. Our subject is how sexual polarity acts as a catalyst in evolution and how to best make use of this catalyst. Going back to that material, I will fill in a few gaps that we possibly don't understand at this point too well. Can you tell me the difference between orange and yellow ray activation? I'm going to work up from red ray right on through the violet, and we covered red ray, so what's the difference between orange and yellow ray activation? I am Ra. The orange ray is that influence or vibratory pattern wherein the mind-body-spirit expresses its power on an individual basis. Thus, power over individuals may seem to be orange ray. This ray has been quite intense among your peoples on an individual basis. You may see in this ray the treating of other selves as non-entities, slaves, or chattel, thus giving other selves no status whatever. The yellow ray is a focal and very powerful ray, and concerns the entity in relation to, shall we say, groups, societies, or large numbers of mind-body-spirit complexes. This orange, we correct ourselves, this yellow ray vibration is at the heart of bellicose actions in which one group of entities feel the necessity and right of dominating other groups of entities and bending their wills to the wills of the masters. The negative path, as you would call it, uses a combination of the yellow ray and the orange ray in its polarization patterns. These rays, used in a dedicated fashion, will bring about a contact with intelligent infinity. The usual nature of sexual interaction, if one is yellow or orange in primary vibratory patterns, is one of blockage and then insatiable hunger due to the blockage. When there are two selves vibrating in this area, the potential for polarization through the sexual interaction is begun. One entity experiencing the pleasure of humiliation and slavery or bondage, the other experiencing the pleasure of mastery and control over another entity. In this way, a sexual energy transfer of a negative polarity is experienced. Questioner: From the material that you transmitted on February 17th, you stated, quote, "In third ray, there are two possibilities. Firstly, if both vibrate in third ray, there will be a mutually strengthening energy transfer." End quote. What color is third ray in this material? I am Ra. The ray we were speaking of in that material should properly be the green ray or fourth ray. Questioner: So I should change that third to fourth? I am Ra. This is correct. Please continue to scan for errors having to do with numberings, as you call them, as this concept is foreign to us and we must translate, if you will, when using numbers. This is an ongoing weakness of this contact due to the difference between our ways and yours. Your aid is appreciated. Editor's note. This mistake from 26.38 has been corrected in this audiobook. Questioner. Thank you. I believe that for the time being we've amply covered green ray, so I'm going to skip over green ray and go to blue ray. Could you tell me the difference that occurs between green and blue with the emphasis on blue ray? I am Ra. With the green ray transfer of energy, you now come to the great turning point sexually as well as in each other mode of experience. The green ray may then be turned outward, the entity then giving rather than receiving. The first giving beyond green ray is the giving of acceptance or freedom, thus allowing the recipient of blue ray energy transfer the opportunity for a feeling of being accepted, this freeing that other self to express itself to the giver of this ray. It will be noted that once green ray energy transfer has been achieved by two mind-body spirits in mating, the further rays are available without both entities having the necessity to progress equally. Thus, a blue ray vibrating entity, or indigo ray vibrating entity, whose other ray vibrations are clear, may share that energy with the green ray other self, thus acting as catalyst for the continued learned teaching of the other self. Until an other self reaches green ray, such energy transfers through the rays is not possible. Questioner. My next question has to do with indigo ray. Is there any difference between indigo and blue ray energy transfer? I am Ra. The indigo ray is the ray of, shall we say, awareness of the creator as self. Thus, one whose indigo ray vibrations have been activated can offer the energy transfer of creator to creator. This is the beginning of the sacramental nature of what you call your bisexual reproductive act. It is unique in bearing the allness, the wholeness, the unity in its offering to other self. Questioner. And then finally, the violet ray. What is the difference between violet ray and the others? I am Ra. The violet ray, just as the red ray, is constant in the sexual experience. Its experience by other self may be distorted, or completely ignored, or not apprehended by other self. However, the violet ray, being the sum and substance of the mind-body-spirit complex, surrounds and informs any action by a mind-body-spirit complex. Questioner. Do the energy transfers of this nature occur in 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th density? I mean, all of the rays? I am Ra. The rays, as you understand them, have such a different meaning in the next density, and the next, and so forth, that we must answer your query in the negative. Energy transfers only take place in 4th, 5th, and 6th densities. These are still of what you would call a polarized nature. However, due to the ability of these densities to see the harmonies between individuals, these entities choose those mates which are harmonious, thus allowing constant transfer of energy and the propagation of the body complexes which each density uses. The process is different in the 5th and the 6th density than you may understand it. However, it is in these cases still based upon polarity. In the 7th density, there is not this particular energy exchange, as it is unnecessary to recycle body complexes. Questioner. I am assuming that we have on Earth today, and have had in the past, 4th, 5th, and 6th density wanderers. As they come into incarnation in the physical of this density for a period as a wanderer, what types of polarizations with respect to these various rays do they find affecting them? Can you tell me that? I am Ra. I believe I grasp the thrust of your query. Please ask further if this answer is not sufficient. 4th density wanderers, of which there are not many, will tend to choose those entities which seem to be full of love, or in need of love. There is the great probability of entities making errors in judgment, due to the compassion with which other selves are viewed. The 5th density wanderer is one who is not tremendously affected by the stimulus of the various rays of other self, and, in its own way, offers itself when a need is seen. Such entities are not likely to engage in the, shall we say, custom of your peoples called marriage, and are very likely to feel an aversion to childbearing and child-raising due to the awareness of the impropriety of the planetary vibrations relative to the harmonious vibrations of the density of light. The sixth density, whose means of propagation you may liken to what you call fusion, is likely to refrain, to a great extent, from the bisexual reproductive programming of the bodily complex, and, instead, seek out those with whom the sexual energy transfer is of the complete fusion nature, insofar as this is possible in manifestation, in third density. Questioner, can you expand a little bit on what you mean by complete fusion nature? I am Ra. The entire creation is of the one creator. Thus, the division of sexual activity into simply that of the bodily complex is an artificial division, all things thusly being seen as sexual equally, the mind, the body, and the spirit, all of which are part of the polarity of the entity. Thus, sexual fusion may be seen, with or without what you may call sexual intercourse, to be the complete melding of the mind, the body, and the spirit in what feels to be a constant orgasm, shall we say, of joy and delight, each in the other's beingness. Questioner, would then many wanderers of the higher densities have considerable problems with respect to incarnation in third density because of this different orientation? I am Ra. The possibility, probability of such problems, as you call them, due to sixth density incarnating in third, is rather large. It is not necessarily a problem, if you would call it thusly. It depends upon the unique orientation of each mind-body-spirit complex having this situation or placement of vibratory relativities. Questioner, this is a difficult question to ask. I hardly have any words. What I'm trying to get at is how the different colors, I might say, originate as these functions, or the essence, you might say, of the origin of these colors as functions for these different expressions in consciousness. I don't know if this question is sufficient. I am Ra. This question is sufficiently clear for us to attempt explanation of what, as you have observed, is not easily grasped material for the intellectual mind. The nature of vibration is such that it may be seen as having mathematically straight or narrow steps. These steps may be seen as having boundaries. Within each boundary, there are infinite gradations of vibration or color. However, as one approaches a boundary, an effort must be made to cross that boundary. These colors are a simplistic way of expressing the boundary divisions of your density. There is also the time-space analogy, which may be seen as the color itself in a modified aspect. Questioner, thank you. Is it possible for an entity in third density physical to vary widely across the entire band of colors, or is the entity pretty well zeroed in on one color? I am Ra. This will be the last full question of this working. Please restate for clarity. Questioner, is it possible for a green ray person who is primarily green ray activation to vary on both sides of green ray a large or a small amount in energy activation, or does he stay primarily green ray? I am Ra. We grasp the newness of material requested by you. It was unclear, for we thought we had covered this material. The portion covered is this. The green ray activation is always vulnerable to the yellow or orange ray of possession, this being largely yellow ray, but often coming into orange ray. Fear of possession, desire for possession, fear of being possessed, desire to be possessed, these are the distortions which will cause the deactivation of green ray energy transfer. The new material is this. Once the green ray has been achieved, the ability of the entity to enter blue ray is immediate and is only awaiting the efforts of the individual. The indigo ray is opened only through considerable discipline and practice, largely having to do with acceptance of self, not only as the polarized and balanced self, but as the creator, as an entity of infinite worth. This will begin to activate the indigo ray. Questioner, thank you. I am Ra. Do you have any brief queries before we close? Questioner: I think anything I would have would be too long. I'll just ask if there's anything we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or make the contact better. I am Ra. All is well. We caution not only this instrument, but each to look well to the vital energies necessary for non-depletion of the instrument and the contact level. You are most conscientious, my friends. We shall be with you. I leave you now in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite Creator. Adonai. Ra session number 33, March 1st, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. I communicate now. Questioner: In our last session, you cautioned, quote, each to look well to the vital energies necessary for non-depletion of the instrument and the contact level, end quote. Did that mean that Jim and I should look at the instrument's vital energies or be careful of our own vital energies? I am Ra. Each entity is responsible for itself. The mechanics of this process taking place involve, firstly, the use of the physical body complex of third density with its accompanying physical material in order to voice these words. Thus, this instrument needs to watch its vital energies carefully, for we do not wish to deplete this instrument. Secondly, the function of the supporting group may be seen to be, firstly, that of protection for this contact. Secondly, that of energizing the instrument and intensifying its vital energies. This supporting group has always, due to an underlying harmony, been of a very stable nature as regards protection in love and light, thus ensuring the continuation of this narrow band contact. However, the vital energies of either of the supporting members being depleted, the instrument must then use a larger portion of its vital energies, thus depleting itself more than would be profitable on a long-term basis. Please understand that we ask your apology for this infringement upon your free will. However, it is our distortion understanding that you would prefer this information rather than, being left totally to your own dedication distortions, deplete the instrument or deplete the group to the point where the contact cannot be sustained. Questioner: Can you give us advice on how to maintain the best possible condition for maintaining contact? I am Ra. We have given information concerning the proper nurturing of this channel. We, therefore, repeat ourselves only in two ways in general. Firstly, we suggest that rather than being, shall we say, brave and ignoring a physical complex weakness distortion, it is good to share this distortion with the group and thus, perhaps, shall we say, remove one opportunity for contact, which is very wearying to the instrument, in order that another opportunity might come about in which the instrument is properly supported. Secondly, the work begun in harmony may continue. Harmony, thanksgiving, and praise of opportunities and of the Creator, these are your protection. These are our suggestions. We cannot be specific, for your free will is of the essence in this contact. As we said, we only speak to this subject because of our grasp of your orientation towards long-term maintenance of this contact. This is acceptable to us. Questioner: Thank you very much. We have a device for so-called color therapy, and since we were on in the past session the concept of the different colors, I was wondering if these, in some way, apply to the principle of color therapy in the shining of particular colors on the physical body. Does this have any beneficial effect, and can you tell me something about it? I am Ra. This therapy, as you call it, is a somewhat clumsy and variably useful tool for instigating in an entity's mind-body-spirit complex an intensification of energies or vibrations, which may be of aid to the entity. The variableness of this device is due, firstly, to the lack of true colors used. Secondly, to the extreme variation in sensitivity to vibration among your peoples. Questioner: I would think that you could achieve a true color by passing the light through a crystal of the particular color. Is this correct? I am Ra. This would be one way of approaching accuracy in color. It is a matter of what you would call quality control that the celluloid used is of a varying color. This is not a great or even visible variation. However, it does make some difference given specific applications. Questioner. Possibly the use of a prism breaking white light into its spectrum and then screening off all parts of the spectrum, except that which you wish, by passing it through a slit, would be even better. Would this be true? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. Thank you. I was wondering if there is a programming of experiences that causes an individual to get certain catalysts in his daily life. For instance, as we go through our daily life, there are many things that we can experience. We look at these experiences as occurring by pure chance or by a conscious design of ours, like making appointments or going places. I was just wondering if there was a behind-the-scenes, I might call it, programming of catalyst to create the necessary experiences for more rapid growth in the case of some entities. Does this happen? I am Ra. We believe we grasp the heart of your query. Please request further information if we are not correct. The incarnating entity, which has become conscious of the incarnative process and thus programs its own experience, may choose the amount of catalyst, or, to phrase this differently, the number of lessons which it will undertake to experience and to learn from in one incarnation. This does not mean that all is predestined, but rather that there are invisible guidelines shaping events which will function according to this programming. Thus, if one opportunity is missed, another will appear until the, shall we say, student of the life experience grasps that a lesson is being offered and undertakes to learn it. Questioner. Then these lessons would be reprogrammed, you might say, as a life experience continues. Let's say that an entity develops a bias that he actually didn't choose to develop prior to incarnation. It is then possible to program experiences so that he will have an opportunity to alleviate this bias through balancing. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is precisely correct. Questioner. Thank you. Then from this, I would extrapolate to the conjecture, I will say, that the orientation in mind of the entity is the only thing that is of any consequence at all. The physical catalyst that he experiences, regardless of what is happening about him, will be a function strictly of his orientation in mind. I will use as an example deleted, this being a statement of the orientation in mind governing the catalyst. Is this correct? I am Ra. We prefer not to use any well-known examples, sayings, or adages in our communications to you, due to the tremendous amount of distortion which any well-known saying has undergone. Therefore, we may answer the first part of your query, asking that you delete the example. It is completely true, to the best of our knowledge, that the orientation or polarization of the mind-body-spirit complex is the cause of the perceptions generated by each entity. Thus, a scene may be observed in your grocery store. The entity ahead of self may be without sufficient funds. One entity may then take this opportunity to steal. Another may take this opportunity to feel itself a failure. Another may unconcernedly remove the least necessary items, pay for what it can, and go about its business. The one behind the self, observing, may feel compassion, may feel an insult because of standing next to a poverty-stricken person. May feel generosity, may feel indifference. Do you now see the analogies in a more appropriate manner? Questioner. I think that I do. Then from this, I will extrapolate the concept, which is somewhat more difficult because, as you have explained before, even fourth density positive has the concept of defensive action. But above the fourth density, the concept of defensive action is not in use. The concept of defensive action and offensive action are very much in use in this, our present experience. I am assuming that if an entity is polarized strongly enough in his thought in a positive sense, defensive action is not going to be necessary for him because the opportunity to apply defensive action will never originate for him. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is unknowable. In each case, as we have said, an entity able to program experiences may choose the number and the intensity of lessons to be learned. It is possible that an extremely positively oriented entity might program for itself situations testing the ability of self to refrain from defensive action, even to the point of the physical death of self or other self. This is an intensive lesson, and it is not known, shall we say, what entities have programmed. We may, if we desire, read this programming. However, this is an infringement, and we choose not to do so. Questioner: I will ask you if you are familiar with the motion picture called The Ninth Configuration. Are you familiar with this? I am Ra. We scan your mind complex and see this configuration called the Ninth Configuration. Questioner: This motion picture brought out this point of which we have been talking, and the entity, the kernel, had to make a decision at that point. I was just wondering, with respect to polarity, about his polarization. He could have knuckled under, you might say, to the negative forces, but he chose to defend his friend instead. Is it possible for you to estimate which is more positively polarizing, to defend the positively oriented entity, or to allow the suppression by the negatively oriented entities? Can you answer this even? I am Ra. This question takes in the scope of fourth density as well as your own, and its answer may best be seen by the action of the entity called Jehoshua, which you call Jesus. This entity was to be defended by its friends. The entity reminded its friends to put away the sword. This entity then delivered itself to be put to the physical death. The impulse to protect the loved other self is one which persists through the fourth density, a density abounding in compassion. More than this we cannot and need not say. Questioner: Thank you. As we near the end of this master cycle, there may be an increasing amount of catalyst for entities. I am wondering if, as the planetary vibrations mismatch somewhat with the fourth density vibrations and catalyst is increased, if this will create a slight amount more of positive polarization, thereby getting a slightly greater positive harvest because of this catalyst, and in the same way, create a more negative polarization, and then get a slight amount more of negative harvest by this mechanism of transition that is, unfortunately, somewhat more catalytic than it would be if the planet had reached a higher state of consciousness. Does this happen? I am Ra. The question must be answered in two parts. Firstly, the planetary catastrophes, as you may call them, are a symptom of the difficult harvest, rather than a consciously programmed catalyst for harvest. Thus, we do not concern ourselves with it, for it is random in respect to conscious catalyst, such as we may make available. The second portion is this. The results of the random catalyst of what you call the Earth changes are also random. Thus, we may see probability-possibility vortices going towards positive and negative. However, it will be as it will be. The true opportunities for conscious catalyst are not a function of the Earth changes, but of the result of the seniority system of incarnations, which at the time of harvest has placed in incarnation those whose chances of using life experiences to become harvestable are the best. Questioner: Is this seniority system also used for the service to self side for becoming harvestable on that side? I am Ra. This is correct. You may ask one more full question at this time. Questioner: What I would like for you to do is list all the major mechanisms designed to provide catalytic experience that do not include interaction with other self. That's the first part of the question I'll ask. I am Ra. We grasp from this question that you realize that the primary mechanism for catalytic experience in third density is other self. The list of other catalytic influences. Firstly, the creator's universe. Secondly, the self. Questioner: Can you list any ways that the self is acted on catalytically to produce experience? I am Ra. Firstly, the self unmanifested. Secondly, the self in relation to the societal self, created by self and other self. Thirdly, the interaction between self and the gadgets, toys, and amusements of the self/other self invention. Fourthly, the self relationship with those attributes which you may call war and rumors of war. Questioner: I was thinking possibly of the catalyst of physical pain. Does this go under this heading? I am Ra. This is correct, it going under the heading of the unmanifested self. that is, the self which does not need other self in order to manifest or act. Questioner. Do we have enough time left to ask the second part of this question, which is to list all major mechanisms designed to provide the catalysts that include action with other self? Do we have enough time for that? I am Ra. You have much time for this, for we may express this list in one of two ways. We could speak infinitely, or we could simply state that any interaction betwixt self and other self has whatever potential for catalyst that there exists in the potential difference between self and other self. This moderated and undergirded by the constant fact of the Creator as self and as other self. You may ask to this question further if you wish specific information. Questioner. I believe that this is sufficient for the time being. I am Ra. Do you have a brief query or two before we close this working? Questioner. Yes, there's one question. Is there any difference in violet ray activity or brightness between entities who are at the entrance level to fourth density positive and negative? I am Ra. This is correct. The violet ray of the positive fourth density will be tinged with the green, blue, indigo triad of energies. This tinge may be seen as a portion of a rainbow or a prism as you know it, the rays being quite distinct. The violet ray of fourth density negative has in its aura, shall we say, the tinge of red, orange, yellow, these three rays being muddied rather than distinct. Questioner. Just as a slight appendage to that question, what would the rays of fifth and sixth density look like? I am Ra. We may speak only approximately. However, we hope you understand, shall we say, that there is a distinctive difference in the color structure of each density. Fifth density is perhaps best described as extremely white in vibration. The sixth density of a whiteness which contains a golden quality, as you would perceive it. These colors having to do with the blending into wisdom of the compassion learned in fourth density. Then in sixth, the blending of wisdom back into an unified understanding of compassion viewed with wisdom. This golden color is not of your spectrum, but is what you would call alive. You may ask one more question briefly. Questioner. Then I will ask if there is anything we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or improve the contact. I am Ra. This working is well. You are attempting to be conscientious. We thank you. May we say we enjoyed your vision of our social memory complex drinking one of your liquids while speaking through this instrument. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite Creator. Adonai. Ra session number 34, March 4th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We communicate now. Questioner. The instrument would like to know if two short exercise periods a day would be better for her than one long one. I am Ra. This is incorrect. The proper configuration of the physical complex exercising during the three-month period wherein the instrument is vulnerable to physical complex distortion intensifications needs the strengthening of the physical complex. This may appropriately be seen to be one major period of the exercising, followed late in your diurnal cycle, before the evening meditation, by an exercise period approximately one half the length of the first. This will be seen to be wearing upon the instrument. However, it will have the effect of strengthening the physical complex and lessening the vulnerability which might be taken advantage of. Questioner. Thank you very much. We'll start general questioning now. You stated at an earlier time that penetration of the eighth level, or intelligent infinity level, allows a mind-body-spirit complex to be harvested, if it wishes, at any time-space during the cycle. When this penetration of the eighth level occurs, what does the entity who penetrates this level experience? Can you tell me this? I am Ra. The experience of each entity is unique in perception of intelligent infinity. Perceptions range from a limitless joy to a strong dedication to service to others while in the incarnated state. The entity which reaches intelligent infinity most often will perceive this experience as one of unspeakable profundity. However, it is not usual for the entity to immediately desire the cessation of the incarnation. Rather, the desire to communicate or use this experience to aid others is extremely strong. Questioner: Is it possible for you to tell me what I experienced around 1964, I believe it was, when in meditation I became aware of what I would consider to be a different density and different planet, and seemed to experience moving on to that planet? Is it possible for you to tell me what experience that was? I am Ra. We see some harm in full disclosure due to infringement. We content ourselves with suggesting that this entity, which is not readily able to subject itself to the process of hypnotic regression instigated by others, nevertheless has had its opportunities for understanding of its beingness. Questioner: Thank you. Would you define karma? I am Ra. Our understanding of karma is that which may be called inertia. Those actions which are put into motion will continue, using the ways of balancing, until such time as the controlling or higher principle, which you may liken unto your breaking or stopping, is invoked. This stoppage of the inertia of action may be called forgiveness. These two concepts are inseparable. Questioner: If an entity develops what is called karma in an incarnation, is there then programming that sometimes occurs so that he will experience a catalyst that will enable him to get to a point of forgiveness, thereby alleviating the karma? I am Ra. This is, in general, correct. However, both self and any involved other self may, at any time, through the process of understanding, acceptance, and forgiveness, ameliorate these patterns. This is true at any point in an incarnative pattern. Thus, one who has set in motion an action may forgive itself and never again make that error. This also breaks or stops what you call karma. Questioner: Thank you. Can you give me examples of catalytic action that produces learnings under each of the headings that we had from the last session, beginning with a self unmanifested producing learning catalyst? I am Ra. We observed your interest in the catalyst of pain. This experience is most common among your entities. The pain may be of the physical complex. More often, it is of the mental and emotional complex. In some few cases, the pain is spiritual in complex nature. This creates a potential for learning. The lessons to be learned vary. Almost always, these lessons include patience, tolerance, and the ability for the light touch. Very often, the catalyst for emotional pain, whether it be the death of the physical complex of one other self which is loved, or some other seeming loss, will simply result in the opposite, in a bitterness, an impatience, a souring. This is catalyst which has gone awry. In these cases, then, there will be additional catalyst provided to offer the unmanifested self further opportunities for discovering the self as all-sufficient creator, containing all that there is and full of joy. Questioner: Do what we call contagious diseases play any part in this process with respect to the unmanifested self? I am Ra. These so-called contagious diseases are those entities of second density which offer an opportunity for this type of catalyst. If this catalyst is unneeded, then these second density creatures, as you would call them, do not have an effect. In each of these generalizations, you may please note that there are anomalies so that we cannot speak to every circumstance, but only to the general run or way of things as you experience them. Questioner: What part do what we call birth defects play in this process? I am Ra. This is a portion of the programming of the mind-body-spirit complex totality manifested in the mind-body-spirit of third density. These defects are planned as limitations which are part of the experience intended by the entity totality complex. This includes genetic predispositions, as you may call them. Questioner: Thank you. Would you give me the same type of information about the self in relation to the societal self? I am Ra. The unmanifested self may find its lessons those which develop any of the energy influx centers of the mind-body-spirit complex. The societal and self interactions most often concentrate upon the second and third energy centers. Thus, those most active in attempting to remake or alter the society are those working from feelings of being correct personally, or of having answers which will put power in a more correct configuration. This may be seen to be of a full travel from negative to positive in orientation. Either will activate these energy ray centers. There are some few whose desires to aid society are of a green ray nature or above. These entities, however, are few due to the understanding, may we say, of fourth ray, that universal love, freely given, is more to be desired than principalities or even the rearrangement of peoples or political structures. Questioner, if an entity were to be strongly biased toward positive societal effects, what would this do to his yellow ray in the aura as opposed to an entity who wanted to create an empire of society and govern it with an iron fist? What would be the difference in the yellow ray activity of these two entities? I am Ra. Let us take two such positively oriented active souls no longer in your physical time-space. The one known as Albert, who went into a strange and to it barbaric society in order that it might heal. This entity was able to mobilize great amounts of energy and what you call money. This entity spent much green ray energy, both as a healer and as a lover of your instrument known as the organ. This entity's yellow ray was bright and crystallized by the efforts needed to procure the funds to promulgate its efforts. However, the green and blue rays were of a toweringly brilliant nature as well. The higher levels, as you may call them, being activated, the lower, as you may call them, energy points remain in a balanced being quite bright. The other example is the entity Martin. This entity dealt in a great degree with rather negative orange ray and yellow ray vibratory patterns. However, this entity was able to keep open the green ray energy, and due to the severity of its testing, if anything, this entity may be seen to have polarized more towards the positive due to its fidelity to service to others in the face of great catalyst. Questioner, could you give me the last names of Albert and Martin? I am Ra. These entities are known to you as Albert Schweitzer and Martin Luther King. Questioner, I thought that was correct, but I wasn't sure. Can you give me the same type of information that we have been getting here with respect to the unmanifested self interacting between self and gadgets, toys, and inventions? I am Ra. In this particular instance, we again concentrate, for the most part, in the orange and in the yellow energy centers. In a negative sense, many of the gadgets among your peoples, that is, what you call your communication devices, and other distractions, such as the less competitive games, may be seen to have the distortion of keeping the mind-body-spirit complex unactivated, so that yellow and orange ray activity is much weakened, thus carefully decreasing the possibility of eventual green ray activation. Others of your gadgets may be seen to be tools whereby the entity explores the capabilities of its physical or mental complexes and,